Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That was a Spike Eskin creation, and I appreciate that. He had some pretty good ideas before I called him a dildo head. Like he had some good ideas. And so the city
that
goes,
was an absolutely real fight.
Of course it was. I can't stand him. So every day right around 5 o'clock, Sean has a list. It's called Cinco de Fivo. It's been incredibly popular to where we're taking it with us to our new time slot. In fact, it's been renamed the Cinco de Lunch Show. And that idea came from one of our listeners named Thomas Burke. Thomas is, I think, 13 years old, listens to the show religiously, and loves the Cincos, to where he claimed, and it's clearly true based on this latest email, he would track all of the Cincos. And he actually compiled a Cinco de Fivo of the best Cincos of all time and the worst Cincos of all time.
You know what I love most about Thomas? I'm sure he's busy kid. You're 13. You got stuff going on. There's so much you have to do. He clearly wasn't listening to all of them. So he must have found them on the Free Odyssey app.
That's exactly what he
did. Or the podcast.
That's incredible. That's great work by him. Great work by Sean for podcasting. But really great work by Thomas Burke. And Thomas is also the kid who I mentioned said, hey, if you guys are going to move to that new time slot, it should be Cinco de Luncho, in which we thought about it and we agreed. It should be Cinco de Luncho.
100%.
So, Sean, I'm going to give you the option since you're the star of this segment.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to do your final Cinco de Luncho first or Cinco de Fivo first? Or would you like to hear the best and the worst Cinco de Fivos before or after your last five?
This one cannot qualify.
Yeah, for the sake of my sanity, I'd like to just get my part out of the way here.
Totally fair. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the final time under the banner Cinco de Fivo, here it is. Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Okay, gentlemen, it is our last Evan and Tiki show in the afternoons before we move to middays. So I had a lot of time on my hands the last couple days, and I thought about what my five most memorable moments were of the Evan and Tiki run in afternoons. Mm. Four of these are going to feature audio as a reminder, but not the top one.
Number five.
Hold on.
Here we go!
We're back.
Number five.
All right, I'm starting to lose the locker room here. Number five for me is simply Evan growing out the beard for Pete Alonso and then dyeing it awkward colors, and then us eventually seeing digital videos with Evan having a serious take with weird colored beards.
Including the Saquon, You're Dead to Me.
Yes.
Moment. Yes, one of the big takeaways.
Which now looks like a joke in retrospect. Because people are saying, what the hell is that guy next to Tiki talking about?
Yes, when Tiki went viral for telling Saquon he was dead to him, there was an awkward man with a purple beard sitting next to him.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number four.
You spread the four best hitters out throughout the lineup. That way, every inning, you have one of your best hitters.
It's not going to work,
Tom. You get to lead off.
You got to give this one up. You got to pass this one.
Just give him a time to think.
No.
No? Not even a maybe?
That's, yeah, hard no.
Hard no. Thank you very much. Yes.
That was the great Pete Alonso, by the way.
Yes.
While we were at Citi Field in the Cadillac Club, when we gave him Tommy's idea about spreading out the best hitters to lengthen the Mets lineup.
And Pete's reaction was gold.
Perfect. It was great.
It was so Pete.
Now, the next one may not be everybody's memorable moment, but I know it is certainly part of Tommy and Mai's most memorable moment. And I think it is the most memorable show open we did.
Number three.
My emotions today, most of our emotions, better be different today. They won. The New York Jets won a football game last night. There's only 17 of these. So what's different today?
I have a theory on that.
Is that they won?
Yeah.
The Jets won last night. Oh, I don't know if that means they're going to win 11, 12 games. I have some hope. I don't feel hopeless today. The way I felt at 8:45 when Aaron Rodgers was sitting in that blue tent, I was hopeless.
I'm still so mad at Evan for this
open. I was happy they won. I'm a human. I like winning. I don't win a lot. When I win, I feel happy.
We had months of buildup of how much Aaron Rodgers meant to come to the New York Jets. He pops his Achilles, and at 2 o'clock, Evan's big takeaway is, well, we beat the Bills. It's not hopeless. What?
Zach Wilson's going to take us to the promised land.
Yeah. Before that, you had BT on Unkillable. We, as people weren't Jet fans, we wanted blood that day. And we didn't get the blood we wanted from Evan Roberts.
We won the game. I was happy. I don't even regret that much.
But are you now not disappointed?
I think I look back on it as one of the worst moments in the history of the franchise. Clearly.
Exactly.
I'm talking about your take.
No, because I know. Look, the thing
you had
about,
to know it was over.
Yeah, we knew it was one of the most lost in the history of the Jets. That's why it's a bad take.
That season was over.
The thing about opinions is, how did you feel in the moment? Did it come from a real place? And the place I was at was, they won on a walk-off punt return for a touchdown.
Zach Wilson as your quarterback.
They won the game.
He left and was supposed to be saved by Sean Payton in Denver. Did nothing. Didn't even see the field. Then he goes to Miami and is the backup and didn't even start when Tua gets benched.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Been yours. Zach is bad.
I know. There was no playoffs with Zach, to quote the great
no,
BT.
There were not. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You okay over there, Sean?
I'm realizing this is going to be very difficult. Hold on.
Number two.
He was horrible in Denver, which, by the way, with Nate Hackett as the head coach. I hate to say it, but
Nate
that's
Hackett.
The truth.
I love Nate Hackett. Forget Nate Hackett.
Okay, but he was his head coach.
Keep my friend's name out your mouth. Right now, he's not anything right now.
But he was Russell Wilson's head coach.
Okay,
and when he stunk
mean
in
anything.
Denver. But you're
Who
giving
cares?
Me that he won a Super Bowl.
Who cares
he
if he
stunk in Denver?
Yes, but he's coached well right now.
He's
coached unbelievably
That's
well.
That's my point.
Arthur Smith was
They're
a
not
terrible,
coaching Daniel Jones up.
Arthur Smith was a terrible head coach. Sean Payton, for whatever reason, let Russell Wilson try to be Peyton Manning. But Mike Tomlin, who stands on 15 years of winning, said, Russ, you're going to do what the hell I tell you to do. So get the coaching stuff out of your mouth and let you understand what you're talking about.
That was the moment Tiki bitch slapped Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah. And it is the I hate rookies. Rookies are dumb. But we play that enough. I think we always forget about the meat and potatoes there. And the tenseness that was Tiki so mad at Tommy in that spot while we were live at Yankee Stadium.
And I wasn't there. That was really the best part.
That was the best part.
I was back here at the station and Sean goes, boy, you know, Tiki was staring holes through me. And I'm like, well, he was mad at me, but he was looking at you.
And the truth is, I think Tiki would admit this. He was mostly angry that our show was about 8.5 hours long that day.
I was so done. I'm like, can we just get this Yankee? Can they start these Yankee games at 5:20 or something?
Oh, no. Now that we've moved, I want those games at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, push them later. I'm with you.
I want Craig and Big Mac there all night long, baby.
You mean Big Mac.
That's probably true.
That's a good point.
And by the way, I talked to Big Mac about it. He's like, that sounds awesome. I don't see the problem.
Right.
Now.
I'm not going to talk up to that point anyway, so yeah, I'll go to 9.
You've heard what we played. Is there any predictions on what you think my most memorable moment is from Evan and Tiki in the afternoons?
I don't have a clue.
Oh, this is one I still pull up on YouTube and I laugh at.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay.
Number one.
You hate the Jets. You would love to see the Jets go 2-15. Stop it.
I love
you're a
Hackett.
Giant.
I do not.
If this was the situation with the Giants, you'd be screaming. Yesterday, you were in Washington with the Commanders and the Bills, okay? Were you not?
I was.
Okay. So don't give me this nonsense how you're analyzing Zach Wilson, okay? I don't want to hear it.
All right.
It's BS.
All right, Joe.
He
sounds good.
Stinks.
I'm turning my mic off, buddy. That elicited an apology from Joe.
He did apologize.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever, ever assume that I'm talking out of my ass.
That's right.
Because if I'm talking football, I watched it.
Damn right. That was a pretty good moment. That's your number one moment, though?
That was my favorite moment, most memorable moment that happened. Tiki got up and left, and Joe was so
disrespectful.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot. I left the studio.
Peel back the curtain. Tiki had to do, like, a bunch of stuff for Odyssey where, like, there was, like, a charitable thing going on. I walked out to try to find Tiki to calm down and come back, and he's in the middle, I'm not kidding, of signing 75 footballs. It was incredible.
The incredible part was, after the segment ended, I went back to talk to Tiki, and he was already over it.
I get over things quickly.
And he's like, I'm over it. And whatever. You explained what pissed you off, which you just said, like, hey, don't tell me I'm not watching the games, which is true. You go back and you watched everything. So you explained what annoyed you, but you were already buried that option, like, immediately.
Yeah, so I get to ask this question all the time. What did football teach you? It taught me that, just to get over stuff.
Right.
I'll give you the perfect example. The game that we referenced earlier, and to end the 06 season. We needed to win to get in the postseason. Yeah. I rushed for 230-something yards or whatever it was. There was a play earlier in that game where the Redskins at the time ran this cross dog. Like, both linebackers crossed and blitzed, right? And we had a draw on. And Jim Finn, our fullback, ran to the guy who ran himself out of the play. And the guy who came to be his position drilled me. So we get to the sideline, and I'm screaming at Finney. I'm like, Finney, what are you doing? Like, your guy is right here. He's like, no. I got to stick with the Mike linebacker wherever he goes. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. So we got into this argument on the sideline, and so we went over to the offensive lineman, and we changed it in real time. We say, if this happens again, you block the mic, the offensive line will take the guy that runs out of the play. So we ran the play, I don't know, a quarter later. They did the same thing. They cross-dogged. Finney thought about it, and he's like, okay, Tiki said to stay with this guy. He blocked the guy, went 52 yards for a touchdown. So, like, you got to get over things in order to go forward. The more you hang on to nonsense like that, the worse it is for everybody.
But here's the reality, bro. Most people hang on to nonsense. So you are, I mean, I think it's great advice, and I try to learn from that, but most people are not like that. So good job out of you.
Yeah. I like Joe, though.
Nah, of course. Joe gets emotional sometimes, so he says things, you know, maybe just out of emotion.
That was a good list, Sean.
That was a good list, Sean.
Thank
now,
you.
Would you like to hear, according to Thomas Burke, the best Cincos and the worst Cincos? Your choice. You want best first or worst first?
I'm not going to be offended either way. Give us I think it's funnier to end with the worst, so give us the best first.
Right. The best first. Now, I want to remind everybody that there are days in which Sean doesn't do the Cinco, and they're rare days, because even if Tommy's off, Sean does it. Even if I'm off or Tiki's off, Sean still does it. Right? So you still do the Cincos unless you're off. Like, that's the only exception.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I mean, there's been times based on certain subject matter where, like, a big Knicks moment, I'll go, Tommy, you want to do it?
Okay. In fairness, in the five best Cincos of all time, three of them were not done by Sean Morash.
Three of the five best?
Wow.
Oh, that's not fair.
Number five. December 24th, 2024. So it was a Christmas Eve edition of Evan and Tiki. Mm-hmm. This was by Pat Boyle. Five most fun things to do in the snow. Despite it being on Christmas Eve, Pat delivers a great Cinco.
on Christmas. We're judging a Christmas Eve.
Hey, this is Thomas Burke's list. All show right. respect.
I will respect. Thank you, Tommy.
By the way, he's 13 now. He may be 12 when this happened.
That's right.
So he was probably like, yeah, that's what I would want to do. Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good point.
Number four. Are you ready for number four?
Number four.
January 14th, 2025. Five best things we need to clean up on the transits by Sean Morash.
Yeah.
Sean nailed it, according to Thomas.
All right. That was a good one.
Is this Thomas's list or Al Duke's? These aren't even sports related.
That's the beauty of the Cinco.
Yeah.
Or the soon to be Luncho. It doesn't have to be sports related.
Number three. This is from August 28th, 2025, and it's by Rami.
Rami.
Five things I don't understand about the U.S. Open by Rami. Rami pretty much summed up what the U.S. Open is about to the non-tennis fan. That's number three.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's a tennis fan too, Thomas. He probably plays with his dad.
Number two was by Fake Sean.
Oh, come on.
Hey, but at least you got number one, Sean.
Five, it's labeled five Aarons in New York. Tiki's reaction said it all. That's a top five Cinco of all time. That was your quote right after it was done.
Wow.
Five Aarons in New York. Do you remember that one, Fake Sean?
I do. I was basically having a conversation with Positive Tommy, the generational talent. So we went back and forth, and then I would jump in, and Tiki was like, that was amazing. Now we did the best Aarons in New York. So I assume it was Judge, Rogers, blah, blah, blah.
No,
blah, blah.
I think it was Judge, and Judge.
I was Judge.
And finally, the number one greatest Cinco of all time, luckily, was done by Sean Morash. January 28th, 2025, the five best sports board games of all time. It's a 10 out of 10 Cinco, according to young Thomas Burke.
What?
Does that make you feel good?
Sports board games of all time?
That's what he said, yeah.
Well, thanks, Thomas. I have zero memory of that. So almost a year ago. All
dude,
right.
You were here for 60% of them.
Dude, you credit, I have no memory of.
Say what you want, but Sean has made Cinco to 5-0 into appointment listening radio. He puts a lot of work into this. And the best, according to this kid, top five, two of them are part-time fill-ins. One of them is me impersonating you, like talking out of my behind. And your best one was like you putting NFLopoly as the best board game sports.
Well, it's not about necessarily the list. It's about the entertainment value of
but
the
list. But he's saying that, you know, Fake Sean's more entertaining.
Well, Tommy,
Pat Boyle's more
Tommy, you are a generational talent, and you now have your own show.
So is Pat Boyle.
The only thing I'm curious now is we haven't played the five worst.
Oh, you're on that one.
Am I all five?
All five for Sean Morash. Are you ready?
Okay.
February 25th, 2025. The five best Matthew Stafford moments as a New York Giant by Sean. This Cinco was outrageous on so many levels. Mm.
I remember this. I projected when Stafford would become a Giant all the moments he would have.
And in fact, he was just using us to get paid more money by the Los Angeles Rams.
And yet Sean created a fictitious world in which Stafford was a Giant and all these great things
were happening.
You're
still a kid. My imagination.
Number four, March 26, 2025. The five best lines from the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Sean Morash.
Oh, that was an opening day one.
The less said about this unfortunate Cinco, the better. After all, it's only an 8-line song. Number three, January 23rd, 2025. The five New York fakes of all time by Sean. This Cinco was a total troll job.
Fakes?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. You remember that?
The five New York fakes?
The five fakes. New York fakes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Here's number two, March 11th, 2024. Five things I'd rather do or see than hear Garrett Cole needs an MRI. This was a bizarro Cinco that didn't make any sense.
I think I was in panic mode.
Yeah, you definitely were. Your brain wasn't functioning at this point.
And finally, the worst Cinco of all time, according to Thomas Burke, was on February 28th, 2025. The five worst moments in February. This is L-worthy because at number four on the list, Sean claims definitive proof that the New York Knicks are a second-round exit. And so there you go. The worst Cinco of all time.
But I noticed that I think four of the five happened within a 6-week period last year.
So you clearly were struggling.
I think that was a tough time.
That's your excuse.
Is there something you need to talk to us about from that period?
From that period?
Yes.
February. No, I hate winter. I was post-football. I'm the most disgusted in myself and depressed post-football, pre-baseball.
This is a wonderful job by Thomas.
Yes,
I can't thank you enough, Thomas.
It's an opinion, Sean, so don't get so offended by it.
No, I'm not.
But now we're going to put Sean to the test. So Thomas's great idea was to recreate this segment as the Cinco de Luncho.
Uh-huh.
And we have received emails from people who want to create the theme song. I've been doing AI. Some people don't like the AI. They want real music. So let's see if Sean can correctly play this email I just received from a loyal listener who created a Cinco de Luncho theme song.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to play that song?
I do, once I'm able to be alerted to where it is.
The person's name is Peter. Peter wrote the email. I wrote a Cinco de Luncho song, as well as an outro, which can be played after the Cinco. All instruments were actually played by me in my home studio. It would be great if you consider this song, as it has some guts.
That'd be great to consider. Tommy, where would I find that?
So, show meeting real quick with Evan and Tiki. I have the song. I could play it off my computer.
01-02-26 fan sent song, Cinco de Luncho intro actually stinks. This one?
Yes.
Oh, no, actually, I did say it stinks.
That's how you labeled it.
That's not
right. Let's take a listen. This is a homemade Cinco de Luncho song.
Right now, come on, let's go. It's time for you to go. Fish on the fast show. Cinco de Luncho. Cinco de Luncho.
Wow. I really appreciate when listeners put in hard work. That being said, I quit if this becomes the song.
Can we at least hear the outro song? All right, Sean, great job with the Cinco de Luncho.
Right now, come on, let's go. It's time for you to go.
That was great. Thank you, Peter. We do appreciate
it. Thank you, Peter. Definitely grunge.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.